Marketing Insights podcast by Drew and Rose. I'm Charlotte, the CEO and founder, and welcome to here today with Adriana, our digital expert.
Hi, everyone.
In this episode, we're really excited to be talking about the future of marketing with AI and all of the amazing things it is about to bring us. Hey Adriana, thanks so much for joining me today. I know this is a topic we've been talking about so much within the agency for months and months with lots of tests and trials. And I'm really excited to look at this, but specifically in how this is going to help us in the marketing industry and, you know, marketing teams all around the world.
Yes, it's been all over the news recently, and I can see that especially on LinkedIn, it's one of the most talked about topics right now with all the evolution it's done in the last few months.
Obviously, ChatGPT has really put this into almost a living room conversation now. It's really catapulted it. AI really has been around for a long time, but there's always a platform or something that happens that can really catapult something into everyday conversations. And if we think back to 2003, 2004, when Facebook was launching, it took 10 months to get to 1 million users. ChatGPT took 5 days to get to a million users. And while we are used to that within sort of technology and marketing, it's really interesting to look back at how fast things are moving.
We are seeing ChatGPT being used more and more in a daily life. So we've seen people doing trends on TikTok using ChatGPT or AI art generators. We've seen people using ChatGPT for dating taglines. So it's becoming much more of a norm in our society or even in your everyday online life.
It's going to be interesting to see the flip side of that, that if we are so used to automated messaging, how is like communication going to change? And are we going to be more excited about more face-to-face and phone conversations again after getting, you know, bored of questioning whether the messages we're getting online and in you know, dating apps, as well as email, as well as WhatsApps, like how are we going to feel about that in 5-6 months time, questioning how that's going to be? And I'm wondering also that how that's going to change our psychology of the way in which we communicate. I would hate to think that we become even more distant in communication. I'm hoping that there's a flip to this and it brings us all back together again.
Yeah, I really do think that the flip of this, though, is the usefulness of the tool and how it can be really used to improve not only, for example, your marketing, but your day-to-day life.
Yeah, for sure. And I think if we also consider that and break it down into a few areas, even in which like we're already testing and looking at how this works in copywriting, in design, in development, and in video specifically. I think what's also worth pointing out in that is that this doesn't and will not, in my opinion, replace the human touch. What it will do is change the way humans and marketeers need to work. So AI, like any other computer, like any other intelligence, is only as good as the brief it's given and is only as good as the thinking behind it. So just like with data, it's only as good as how we use it and how we think about it. So with all of these tools and the way in which our, you know, careers and jobs are going to be future-proofed is really about the strategy, the thinking and the briefing behind it. So in the same way we can input into ChatGPT or many other AI tools that are out there, I would like a blog written on the future of marketing. And in 45 seconds, you can get a blog about it. It's very insight driven and insight led, which is great. And then you can ask it, I would also like this now corrected into this particular tone of voice, i.e. chatty, we use these types of verbs, etc. So you can start to even breathe in. This is exactly how I want this copy or this content based on the brand guidelines we already have and the speed of which that is created, which is absolutely brilliant.
So I really like to point out the part where you said that the blog can be data driven or insight led. This means that it can be such a great tool for research. So it can provide your copywriter or even your designer about multiple ideas for a campaign and how you can basically mold that information into something that will create results or different strategies as well.
Yeah, agreed. I think the way that you can use it as a base to produce something, even like if it's a version one of a blog, but you still have a person that would need to correct, edit, and tweak it to make it right. It's also just saves a lot of time in not only research, the baseline of maybe a version one, but even as we move on to say like the design impact, creating mood boards and creating concepts, even like initial ideas for creative is so exciting, and it can just save your team so much time.
Especially now when marketing is creating content in multiple platforms in different formats, and it becomes quite a heavy workload rather than used like creating that different ways. You can use AI to help you channel it into those different platforms that you want to put your content in.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think for me, even like the way that we look at this as the agency and as a business owner, I look at this as not a way that I would cut the size of my team, but it would allow me to, and the team, to do a lot more with the same amount of people. And that's where I think the most exciting opportunity is. And if you really looked at, you know, time management and looking at the way in which we spend our time and looking at some of the more sort of admin based or smaller tweaks and artworking and things that take quite a long time, all of that could really be sped up, obviously with the right brief, the right thinking, the right strategy behind it. So even all of the small doing tasks can really be a lot faster, and it allows us to get content out at a much faster speed. Because as you say, we are having to put a lot more content out across multiple different channels now compared to 5 years ago. But even as we move forward, we're going to be putting out even more content faster, because what we're seeing is content that is less produced, less professional, less branded, is the content that is doing really well online. One of the other areas that I've seen that's been really interesting around AI is all around video production, video creation, and things that, again, that used to take a lot of time, like subtitling. Now we can create subtitles on videos, get them out onto social content and other adverts a lot faster than we used to be able to.
Yeah, currently there are some platforms that can create subtitles using AI in less than 60 seconds. And I'm talking about 10-minute video, 20-minute videos. And not only does that really help and speed up the process, but you see such a higher quality as well. It's not like how they were 2 or 3 years ago, where you would get quite a lot of grammatical errors on the subtitles. So it's not only faster, but AI does help us create quality as well.
I think with that, the opportunity there for sort of marketeers and the future-proofing of careers is really thinking about where we're currently spending our time and how in which we can use that time better through strategy, thinking, ideation. Because these are all the areas in which AI and robots and other sort of technologies that's been tested at the moment won't be replacing.
So Adobe recently launched their Firefly platform. Now this generates artwork, but the thing that makes it a bit unique is that they have created tags. So artists and creators can use these tags to make sure that their artwork doesn't get taken in consideration from the AI.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a growing concern for artists, content creators, and others around, of, you know, what is available, what isn't available. And I think it's going to be a really interesting story to watch how that unfolds. Obviously, this is really just the start of the explosion of AI and how we're all going to be using it. So a subject that we're going to be talking about, we even have an event on this later on this month, in how marketeers can be future-proofing their careers and their work with the use of AI, and how it's a tool, an opportunity rather than a threat. There are so many different platforms coming onto the market every day. Google's just released Bard. As you just said, Adobe have released Firefly. There's constantly new and exciting things that are happening with AI. So it's more of a watch this space. Right now, I still see this as an amazing opportunity for us to do more. And it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. Thank you for listening to Marketing Insights by Durham Rose. Please do follow and subscribe the podcast for all of our future releases on this topic and many more.